And on the line with me, you know him, you love him, it's Jerry Vogler. He is the superintendent of the Veterans Commission. And before we get to today's Veterans Corner, I do want to, you know, take some time to honor Mike Herron. He was the chairman of the VA Commission. He had passed away over the weekend. Jerry, can you tell us a little bit about Mike and the impact he's had here in McLean County?
Mike was an absolute great human being, and I guess I could paraphrase George Patton and one of the things that he said. He said it's right to grieve the loss of a great person, but the more important item is that to thank God that such a person was here doing the things that Mike did. Mike was chairman of the commission here in McLean County for 15 years, but before that he was active in the commission. He was a rugby player. He was very involved in the Area Recreation Center over in Normal, the ARC. Shenandoah Post 8350. He was very active, involved in that. American Legion, Prairie Aviation Museum. Mike was a very active person and served in Vietnam, retired from the Navy Reserve with honors, and was just a super guy that really believed that duty, honor, and country was, I believe, what he focused on in his life. Very active, unfortunately. Things that happened to him because of Agent Orange explosion from 40-some years ago in his service finally were the maladies that, that caused his passing. Mike will be loved and missed. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for sharing Mike's story. And truly, he's going to be missed here in this community. And all of the great work he's done, and not to mention him serving his country in the Navy, like you had mentioned. I do want to shift gears, and we're going to talk about this Veterans Day ceremony that's happening in Bloomington. Here, Jerry. So what's happening on November 11th on the east side of the McLean County Museum?
Well, we traditionally, that is the veterans organizations in McLean County, try to come together on Veterans Day and put a ceremony on. Veterans Day, of course, originated as Armistice Day, November the 11th, 1918, the end of the war to end all wars. And it begins at 11 minutes to 11. With a single rifle volley every minute until 11 o'clock, and then the ceremony will start. Traditionally, there is a welcome and an opening, an invocation prayer, eventually a speaker who will speak about veterans and their service, the typical three-volley rifle salute, taps, and the playing of Amazing Grace by the bagpiper. And especially with what we call the fadeaway stanza, which they play two full stanzas of Amazing Grace. And then as they play the third one, they march off into the distance.
Now, Jerry, I wanted to ask you, what does Veterans Day mean to you, being that you have served before? And what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Oh, gosh. As a draftee, the last thing as a 19-year-old that I thought was going to be worthwhile was to be drafted. I had other things in mind in my life and so forth. However, other than marriage and having children, it was the most consequential thing that I did, although all my service was in the United States. I saw my fellow veterans have good service. However, many of them came back wounded, both emotionally or medically, and it means to me a chance for the general public to come together and on one day per year recognize the veterans and the veterans only for what they've given to this country. Memorial Day is a great day too, but it's open to more than just veterans. And this one is one of those things where the veterans come together. Generally, there's not a huge crowd at the courthouse. We'd like to see a few hundred out there this year. And with a dedication on the 5th of November of the new refurbished World War II memorial down there, it would be worthwhile to hit at least one of those two events, but especially on Veterans Day.
Mm. I know, and Veterans Day, it means a lot to me, being that, I mean, I, of course, never have served. My grandparents, they served, and this is a wonderful country, and freedom isn't free, and there's a lot of people who currently serve. I mean, I've got a good friend of mine who's over in Japan serving, and, you know, you give up your life, and you as a draftee, you gave it all up, and... And it turns out to be one of the most consequential things that you do in your life, and you hear from these veterans. So I'm very excited to see that ceremony happen on the east side, folks, of the McLean County Museum of History. It's going to happen 11 minutes to 11 on November 11th. It's on Veterans Day. So I also wanted to talk. We've got time for one more topic. Camp Lejeune, the messaging around the Camp Lejeune legislation and the PACT Act is confusing, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. So did you know the $21 billion set aside for Camp Lejeune victims is only the start? There is no cap on the amount of the government will pay out. So can you explain to us this legislation and some of the misinformation that's out there about this legislation, this Camp Lejeune legislation?
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion about the TV advertisements and so forth. You know, join the class action. There's $21 billion. There's actually an unlimited amount based upon a little-known fund called the Judgment Fund, which is a replenishing fund by the government for all types of suits against the government. What you're doing with the Camp Lejeune lawsuits, joining a class action, is you're suing the government as a class, but you can also sue the government as an individual, getting your own attorney and moving that way. There is no service-connected compensation directly for Camp Lejeune maladies yet. It's on its way, I'm sure, but it hasn't got to the point where it's considered presumptive that whatever medical condition was actually caused by an exposure to Camp Lejeune water. This will come, and then you'll be able to file service-connected disability compensation claims. However, until that happens, the lawsuit is an option. One of the things that's really confusing is, what if I file a claim and I get an award? How will that affect my award if I'm eventually awarded service-connected compensation disability rating? There's nothing that says that if you've already received through a private lawsuit or class action, some type of monetary reward, how that will affect any type of compensation you would get when you actually file a claim.
I see. So there are currently a lot of TV, radio advertisements out there about either filing a lawsuit through your own attorney or joining a class action, but there has been no final rule that has been made public as to how a private lawsuit award might affect an approved service-connected disability compensation award. So that hasn't come out yet. We have to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, stay tuned for that. And one of the problems with this type of thing is the veteran doesn't know exactly how this thing works. This could be, you know, I'm not going to say a total boondoggle, but when you got the right to sue privately and the right to join a class action, the big winners of these things are always the attorneys. Because they take a flat amount right off the top of every award.
Right. And this has everything to do with getting sick from the water back in 1987. Is that correct?
Actually, from 1953 to 1987, the water was contaminated at Camp Lejeune, and they never told anybody until just a few years ago. And the reason is people were starting to make claims 20, 30 years later about things, and they were coming in often enough with the correlation that, gee, these people all served at Camp Lejeune for more than 30 days. That kind of tripped the trigger for the investigation, the collection of statistics, and that sort of thing, which eventually will result in service-connected compensation. The bad part is that too many people will not have advantage of that unless somebody realizes that a deceased veteran died from these things that will be identified as presumptive for that exposure. It's very, very open-ended. And in fact, on these lawsuits, you don't even have to have come down with anything medical associated with your service at Camp Lejeune. You just have to show that you served for at least 30 days. I would imagine that there's going to be a lot of discussion and litigation possibly about that portion of it.
Wonderful. Well, Jerry, we are pushing up against a break. But if you missed any of today's Veterans Corner, it happens every Monday at around 7 o'clock. If you missed any of it, you can find the article version and the podcast version on cities929.com. Jerry Vogler, thank you so much for joining me on today's Veterans Corner.
Have a great day, Kat.